Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from the heart of Lincoln, America, this is Old School. Sponsored by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese. Nebraska Football Hall of Famer Jay Foreman and Austin Orman. Old School with Foreman and Orman on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
What up? Happy Thursday, Jay Foreman, Austin Orman, old school, the new school way. Before we get into it, we want to thank Kevin Meyermeyer, Cork and Bottle, 13th and South, doing what he always does, brings in good vibes and good libations. But we're old school, brought to you by the Mercado, certified Piedmontese special ingredients at Butcher Shop, 84th and Havelock, 3rd and Yankee Hill, 85th and Old Cheney / Andre Matt, and 168th and Maple Up and No. And but you know what? The big news today was that Nebraska is going to have a little bit of a limited spring game, I guess we'll call it. Still got a lot of other it's still going to be a Nebraska day because I think soccer and volleyball has their deal, right?
Yep.
And then obviously you're going to have a lot of fan engagement. So I think it's going to be the little that I know is going to still be, you know, a positive day. And then it's going to be the cherry on top to see some guys go out there and show their stuff. So it's not official with the 105, but it sounds like everybody's preparing for it to become official whenever that day comes. And, you know, you had a couple guys going to portal. You had Bullock going to South Dakota State, which I think, you know, Coach Dan Jackson, who I know a little bit, he's going to do a great job of recruiting Nebraska players, developing Nebraska players, so forth and so on. I saw Gilmore, who was at Kentucky, came here. He's going back to Kentucky. And then the punter that came in from Washington. He's in the portal. And I think
that Wisconsin tight end, though, that committed.
Yeah.
To decommitted, though.
Yeah. I wasn't thinking about him, but I was thinking of W. You know, he's back in the portal, and it sounds like it's going to be just a different style. So it wasn't like he wasn't punting good, but I think they're just doing a different philosophy as far as punts. So he's more than capable. He'll definitely get picked up pretty soon because, you know, guys that can really, really punt the ball and place it and hang time, they're like unseen weapons, man. I'm telling you get a punter that can it changes the vibe of the whole team. It does. When you have a punt, I play with Chris Moore. I play with Steve Christie as a kicker, and obviously play with Chris Brown. You know, I can even get my man Chad Stanley down in Houston. Even though, I mean, Chad was funny, though, because I asked him if he ever seen any brothers before he got here. He was like, nope.
At least he's honest.
Yeah, he's from some place in Texas. He's like, oh, did he came back because our lockers were next to each other. He was great to be next to as a locker, like, not mate, but next.
Yeah.
Because he'd take a shower pill every day. Never took showers. So essentially, I had two. I mean, he's a punter. He ain't had nothing in there. So I had two lockers. He's like, oh, I'd put stuff in there. He's like, all right, I just got your stuff to the side. And then he was cool though. Once we got to know each other, he was pretty cool. But you know, playing with good punters that can do whatever they do best. So like Chris Moore was really good at communicating what he was going to do. So he taught me as a young player as I was playing defense. But then more importantly, I you know cut my teeth and earned my stripes on special teams, and then obviously took off on defense all while still playing special teams. He was my first example of a professional punter. You know what I'm saying? He worked at his craft. Bruce DeHaven was a great special teams coach. But Chris would do some stuff, and he would say, hey, Rook, you know, this is going to be a sky punt. I need you to hang in there tight. Or, you know, the most stressful time is when you backed up in the end zone because you don't want to get the punt blocked.
Nope.
And he's like, hey, Rook, tighten up. It's going to be, you know, I'm moving up. You know, worst case scenario, he told me one time when we were doing it, and I was struggling a little bit, you know, as far as trying to be too perfect. He said, the worst thing that can happen is that you get a holding penalty. He's like, we just don't want it blocked. That's it. And that, I mean, so you know, the point is when you have a really good punter that can do multiple things. Chris was really good. He could kick it to essentially to the moon. Same with Chad. But also Chris, who was at Alabama, it was funny because Chris used to always wear high tops. He's about 6'5"-ish. He was, you know, I always make fun of him. I was like, yeah, you probably came in as a quarterback and you weren't no good. You know what I'm saying? Right. You know, he'd always talk about how good an athlete he was. But the thing is, he could boom it when he needs to. He's like, I'm going to let one go. He's like, you guys better, you know.
Get there.
So it was really good. And so, you know, whoever Nebraska decides to bring in or, you know, use what they have, you know, they got to be good, because part of being a good special teams unit and defense and offense is just starts with communication.
I'm trying to find the clip. Yeah, so I thought Matt Rhule handled it really well with what he said. Do you want to play the clip for Matt Rhule?
Yeah, let's see what he said.
Here's what Matt Rhule said about the Jack McAllister situation earlier today.
And had the team mentality to stay with Washington through their bowl game, and they came to us. And then as we made a coaching change, and I know everybody loves coaching changes, like the fix is always to bring someone new in, there's always collateral damage. And Coach Eckler has done a wonderful job, and he strongly, strongly, strongly believes in utilizing the college rules, which are different than the NFL rules, in which guys can get down the field. And so we will be more of a rugby punt team. And so throughout the course of the spring, we've both rugbyed and done traditional punt. Traditional punt is what Jack's great at. He's an excellent player that we hope has a chance at the next level. And so when we met with him on Thursday, when first Coach Eckler and then myself met with him on Thursday, we let him know that, hey, we would be moving in that direction, away from what he's good at. And while we offered him he certainly can stay, it's probably in his best interest to go and find something that's schematically what he does. And so, excuse me, I'd find myself if I did that at a team meeting. He asked if he could continue to stay and be at practice because he wants to finish what he started, which is just the caliber of person we're talking about. He was out there today. But I know he posted something on social media, and I know immediately when that happens, normally there's, hey, why would you ever want to leave here? And so I just want to be very clear that this is a young man who I feel terrible about the circumstances. When I met with him, he was so professional, so, obviously deeply disappointed. As he said, Coach, I'd love to stay here. I love the culture. I love everything that I'm experiencing, but I feel like I probably need to go look for something. I told him, I don't know if I would have handled it as well as he handled it.
Yeah, it's tough, man. I mean, it's like I said, I've been on both sides of the coin, and especially when you punters like kind of quarterback, say you're a drop back quarterback or pocket quarterback, and they go to kind of a run first, like a Lamar Jackson, something, a lot of good players are left out. I mean, you want an example of that? Joe Burrow at Ohio State,
right.
But he eventually finds a home, and same with, this young man where, he handled it right. And, that's a hard thing for a lot of these guys, a lot of athletes now are going to have to deal with, I guess, adversity sooner. Whereas like me, the first time, the biggest adversity I had in college was I was starting, but I felt like I was splitting time too much. Like that, I wanted to play the whole game instead of playing 60% of the game. That was my first time of quote unquote adversity. Then the other one was a position.
Wasn't the weight room?
That was an obligation.
Okay.
That I was not meeting. And then the second one was a position change and having to certify myself as a legit player at a different position. So a little bit of doubt. That wasn't real adversity. Real adversity was I had to take do a position switch, or like a real adversity would be, well, we're going to a 5-man front. You got to play DN. Now, I probably could have, but so for him to go from something totally different than what he is actually legitimately good at is for most people, and myself included, be hard to deal with. Because you're good. You've done it this way. You've been successful this way, and you were recruited here. But then sometimes it's no different than in the NFL, where if there's a coordinator change, a head coaching change, a GM change, or ownership change, everything changes. And where we have a you know, special teams coach, what he likes, and you got to respect it. And as a head coach, you got to give him what he wants, because if he's successful and he gets to do what he wants, then you will be successful as a team. So,
breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Your child has so much potential, but your local schools may not be right for them. Check out K-12. K-12 powered schools are accredited tuition-free online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 3 million families who have chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast today to learn more. That's k12.com/podcast.
That's the hard part of it, you know, of coaching. It's not the fun part. It's not the part that everybody, thinks is glamorous, because nobody did anything wrong. It wasn't like he had a bad spring. Remember when they used to track neck punts in the 10 minutes that they would come in and be able to see the team? Wasn't like he wasn't showing up to workouts. Wasn't like he broke a team rule. Wasn't like he wasn't a good teammate. Just a philosophy change, and those are the times that probably sucks the most as a coach, because you got to deliver some hard messages.
And that's not the type of coach that Matt Rhule wants to be, right? I mean, he didn't envision this switch. He didn't envision this change, and I think you can hear it in Matt Rhule's voice. I don't think he's being phony about anything he's saying about the young man or why he recruited him. I do think that the Matt Rhule came to that hard realization, that tough truth. And this is the unfortunate reality of the business. He didn't wake up wanting to do this. You know, Jack McAllister wasn't lied to in this situation. Circumstances change. It's just life. And it sounds like all parties are, handling it as respectfully and appropriately as could be asked.
Yeah, it's just a crappy situation, and things change, and that's no different. Sometimes they change in the coaching profession. It's just part of the business. Nobody signs up for, but it's what you got to handle. You got to be. Always find it commendable when a team knows and they don't use you and hold you on hold on to you longer, and it kind of stop or kind of hurts you from going somewhere. Mm-hmm. But we talked about Aaron Rodgers. So the best thing for Aaron Rodgers, he knew early. Versus like, oh, we might get him. And then you're kind of waiting around, see if they draft somebody. They moved on from Aaron Rodgers, signed Justin Fields. And so, there's a lot of the old practice was the teams are going to hold on as long as they can and then use you as much as possible. I don't think Nebraska does that. And I don't think coaches do it as much, but there are still some coaches that do it. Because mm-hmm. You see late training camp cuts in the NFL and stuff like that. Then you can't go anywhere. And, you knew what the salary cap number was for a guy. You knew what his skill set was all off season. So, you got to give him credit that they let him go. And, now you can, find somewhere, and it doesn't take long for him to wherever he goes to establish himself as a lead dog in the punting competition. So everything will work out for him because he's a good player, and it's just an unfortunate situation. And there's very few of these across the nation, and people, I think he'll get more looks considering the way he's handled it versus if he didn't handle it right.
For sure. Yeah, for sure.
So I think it's going to work out for him, wherever he goes.
That'd be a guy I'd be curious to see if he gets reps in the new live portion of the spring game. To see if that's a guy that can put around, some tape out there.
Yeah, why not? Get a chance, really highlight him and try to do let's get our guys out here and do like corner kicks. Let's see, you could do all types of stuff to highlight a player like this or but I think also he has plenty of tape.
So what is going to be the difference between a fall camp cut in college football versus a late training camp cut in the NFL?
Ain't nothing. But you getting cut.
What I'm saying is NFL guys hypothetically have more options, right? Because they can get signed if some team's comfortable with the number.
Yeah, now you're right. Yeah,
but college football, you're a late camp cut, like Matt Rhule said.
Yeah, you can't transfer unless it's like down.
You got to hit the portal, but...
Yeah, is
the window open? Will anyone pick you up and take you? Because their roster's already set.
You never know. And or can you go somewhere like immediately, and there is that buffer for 2 weeks, right? A class or something like that, right?
I think after school starts. Sounds
so
right.
You know, I think they probably need to do it before camp starts. So maybe it was June or July, maybe. Right?
You got to set a date.
Right. So
you have to
give, then it's another free agency portal. So there'd be three.
Which, can you imagine if you're a kid that, you know, spent all summer trying to crawl your way onto the 105 just for them to decide late, oh, sorry, we're going to take a flyer on this other kid, which doesn't sound like it's something Nebraska would do very often because Matt Rhule likes guys on his team, but every school would do that at some point.
Somebody's going to, you're going to have to do it. Just say you get a rash of injuries at a certain position. All right. We got to let you go. Stay in shape, though.
Right.
So it's, you know, it's part. It's the sucky part of the business. It's the part of the new rule, or rules. But you know, it'll be interesting to see how it's handled moving forward. You know, when the date is. You know, if I'm a guy that tries to, you know, force the hand so you can get out there and get somewhere, and then how many guys choose that? You'll see really if guys really love football, because just say you can go down a level and play immediately.
Yeah.
As a bridge year versus are you that bullheaded to sit out? It's tough, man. I think everybody's seeing the top level where it's stressing it now. It's so say like a Jay Foreman trickles down to, you know, FCS,
or you go to the Sun Belt or the MAC,
or something, right?
And then one of those players has to go down to FCS,
right? Yeah, because
those players have to go down to D2.
Yeah, because if I'm going there, I got to be on scholarship, and if you can give me a couple gas cards or something like that at the Shell station, I'm good with that too. So I mean, it goes down.
Yeah,
and then only advice I could give these players is appreciate where you're at, make the best of it where you're at, and don't be a guy that just blends in.
Right.
Because you want to be able to stick out when it's the most important. That means you want to be able to, you know, be self. You want the conversations, if they're trying to make a move, whether it move you up in the depth chart or move you down or move you off the roster, to be as hard as possible. Because if you have, if you do that, you'll get more people to go to bat for you, and all you need is a chance. But if you're just doing enough kind of to get by and make it and just only working hard in practice and all that, that's not good enough anymore. It truly is a job, because you got to earn your spot. You got to earn it, then you got to keep it, and then you got to accentuate it.
It's not the same theory, but kind of the same theory of don't leave it up to the officials.
It is kind of.
You know, don't leave it up to someone to judge how worthy you are. Just go be worthy as best you can.
Right. Well, better yet is just don't be a dummy. Don't be the guy that's late to meetings, that's high maintenance, you know, suspecting whether he's in shape or not, always pushing back and trying to see a way that you can kind of skirt the rules, and then you're just a guy on the field.
Right.
Right. You're okay. You have a couple plays here, and the next thing you know, you're missing an action for a couple games, and you're just a guy. Because you want to know the differences? The guys that are really the guys, they don't do any of that. The really good players, they're generally on time, they're disciplined, they're doing more than they ask, and they're good teammates, so forth and so on.
Well, that's just the thing, is that we talk a lot about the superstars who do kind of skirt those rules. So you get the quote-unquote preferential treatment.
Right.
But when you think about the ones that are actually the best of the best, not the ones that are going to be at the top of the league for 3 years, they're the ones that, in any normal circumstance, would have the ability and the opportunity to fudge the rules, to skirt the line, but they don't. Because they operate by that standard.
Yeah, as long as it doesn't change your standard, and sometimes you've earned a vet day or something like that, but you work hard because you're taking care of your body. You're still engaged, you know, mentally in the practice. So you're not.
There's a difference between a vet day and, well, I'm told I have to be at practice, but I'm just going to one cheek.
Right. Or I'm Or I'm going to, you know, not approach practice with the right mindset. You know, It's all about there's no different. They say, like, when somebody gets power, it just shows you exactly who they are. Really are.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So it's no different if you get to a certain height as far as playing, like, football, and then you have the option to benefit off of that, the benefit of the doubt, let's call it. And then you take it and you run with it and you don't look back. Then you think you're entitled to it. Well, then now you got a whole problem on your hands. You know, because the player
that you can't then walk back.
Right. Then you can't just walk back. And that's why you always got to make sure who you are walking with in that situation. So, you know, ultimately, look, man, it's a tough job out there. Some hard conversations are going to be had all across the nation. I did not envy any of them. But, you know, the players are hopefully land on their feet. And then hopefully after this year, there is some sort of bargaining agreement on both sides, contracts, and hold each other accountable. And, you know, you can move on from there and you kind of look a little bit more like a uniform type of deal between the team and the players and NIL and student athlete, athlete, student, all that type of stuff.
Yeah.
You know, so anyways, we're gonna take a quick break, come back. Jay Foreman, Austin Orman, old school. We'll be right back.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Your child has so much potential, but your local schools may not be right for them. Check out K-12. K-12 powered schools are accredited tuition-free online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 3 million families who have chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast today to learn more. That's k12.com/podcast.